a cackle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this rainy Saturday morning. Early fall. It's not officially fall yet, but it certainly feels like it. Angelo Viola, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Over there, Stephen Labadie.
Come on, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Do I look good? I feel good.
Your hair's different today.
Is it?
Yeah.
What'd they do to it?
I have no clue.
Is it nice? Or?
Yeah.
Thank you. Take a picture, would you?
I will.
Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board today. Wonderful program ahead. First of all, before we get into that wonderful program, I just want to mention the fishingcanada.com website contest with Mercury Marine.
Mm-hmm.
We have our sixth winner. Just happened, right? Last week? Week before?
Week before, I think.
Was it week before? Is it a week gone? No.
Yeah, it has to be.
Wow.
I can't remember, man. My mind's like mush.
You got no excuse for. See, I got excuses. I got a list.
Yeah.
A laundry list of reasons why I can be forgetful.
Well, it's like,
most of them have age attached to it.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
I can't even think.
And I went out last night.
Right. You want to talk about that?
If you want.
Where?
I just went to a concert.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't like a heavy date or anything?
No. Just went to a concert. Went to Tom York at Scotiabank Center.
Cool. Good? Did you have a good time?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very fun.
You didn't assault security people in cars or drop your pants or anything like that?
No. There's too many wobbly pops, but that's basically it.
All righty. Fishingcanada.com.
Yes.
9.9. The reason, I mean, aside from the fact that I need to remind folks, we're giving away 9 9.9s, of which 6 have already been done. We have 3 left to go. Next one will be October 16th, I believe. Could be the 15th, 16th, 15th,
20th.
No. It's one of those two. We'll be giving away that one then. In order to do that, what you have to do is go to fishcad.com and enter the 9.9 contest giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And enter every 24 hours. The more ballots you have in the box, the better your chances of winning. Now, I have been telling you for a few weeks now that we had a grand prize coming in.
Yes.
For the eventual, the person who has the most ballots in the box. Mm-hmm. This will not be anything to do with luck. No luck will be involved. It'll be hard work.
Yes.
Whoever has the most ballots in the box at the end, which I believe, I stand to be corrected, is the 15th of December.
I think that's right. Yep.
And anyways, that person is going to win, and obviously this will be one of the non-winners, because the 9 winners will not be eligible.
Makes sense.
Right?
Yep.
So this will be one of the non-9 winners of the 9.9 over the 9 months.
Yes.
Lotto 99999.
A lot of nines.
That person who has the most ballots in the box that did not win a motor will receive. Can I get a little drum roll? Like, I think we need.
I was going to do a hand clap, but I'll.
Well, you can do that too. Give me a drum roll. Give me a drum. Will win a beautiful Garmin 8412 GPS map sonar system that is the latest, the greatest, the top end of. Like, you can't get a better piece of electronics than this unit. Thank you. Has a value of over $5,000.
Oh, my.
Yes. It's called the 8412. Go check it out.
Can I enter?
No. You know that. Why are you asking?
I always want to get gypped.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me fire you, and then you can enter all the contests you want.
Win-win.
yes, we're going to be giving away a Garmin 8412. And this thing is, I mean, you got to see it. The only thing it won't do for you is actually cast and catch a fish. It'll do everything else. It is incredible. It's got all the latest technology, of course, including panoptics and live scope and side scan and down scan and forward scan. And, I mean, it does everything. And all you have to do, this is the beauty of this one, has absolutely nothing to do with luck. Because a lot of guys, I know I get a lot of messages saying, you never draw my name.
Why is it always in Ontario?
I enter all the time and you never draw my name. Why is it all the guy from Ontario? Do I sound pretty good, don't
I? Yeah, very good. It sounds exactly like them.
Yeah. Well, this one this will not be the case. We won't get any. We won't have to field any of those calls and messages because this will not be based on random luck and draw. This will be the person who has entered the most ballots.
Who started in March.
The most ballots. Now, let me tell you something. Let me just tell you something right now for those of you saying, I didn't start right from the beginning. How can I catch up? Well, let me tell you something. Over the next, do I sound pretty good?
This sounds freaking hilarious.
Over the next 3 months, we're going to give you opportunities to catch up.
Oh.
Yeah. Over the next 3 months, we're going to make announcements on this program that'll give you opportunities to catch up and catch up real quick.
It's news to me.
No, I know it is.
You're telling me now it has to be done by next week.
I know it is. I know it is. So that's all I can tell you. This is still a wide open contest. So do not despair, my little friends.
We got you back.
Got you covered. All right. So anyways, that's it. 9.9, fishingcanada.com, Mercury Marine. Check it out. While you're there, of course, check out all of the wonderful entertainment that's available for you at fishingcanada.com. Not the least of which, of course, are the fishing hotspots, the how-tos, outdoor blogs.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff on there.
Very good stuff.
Very good stuff. Recipes. We've got ODJ Radio lives there.
Yep.
It's very, very, very program lives on fishingcanada.com. So you want to check it out. All right. Next draw, by the way, here it is here, October 15th. I have it official now. Next draw is October 15th.
I like how you're doing the math earlier. October 15th, 16th, and you just flip over the pages right there.
Yeah. October 15th, 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Why are we on Eastern Standard Time? I have no idea. Central, Eastern, whatever our time slot is. What are we?
You're right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
All right.
See, you can't.
I'm heading down east. I've got east on my mind because I'm heading down to the eastern provinces on Monday.
Where are you going?
On my first road trip post heart attack road
trip.
Yes. Yes, baby. I got a clean bill of health on Wednesday.
Ooh.
From my cardio team.
Very nice.
And they said, go out and multiply. Basically.
Very nice.
So I'm going. I'm my first road trip to going to Economy, Nova Scotia.
Ooh.
A town called Economy, Nova Scotia, that has got this phenomenal, outstanding, phenomenal run of stripers that are coming in.
I heard they're huge.
Massive. These are ocean fish. We won't be fishing in the river. We'll be fishing in the ocean, but which I've never done. I've fished for them a lot of times in the rivers.
Yes.
But never in the ocean. So... It's pretty exciting.
That's
why I have east on my mind. Yeah. Anyways, where was I? Oh, before we get on to the news, how did I get on to my eastern trip, by the way?
Because you're talking about east. Oh, my God. Something's up with you today. Did you sleep okay?
No.
No,
not at all. Did I tell you about my sleeping habits?
You did yesterday.
Yeah. Not a whole lot of sleep going on there, is there?
No.
All right. So, in the news... Why are you laughing?
Because this show has just turned to crap.
Today. You just noticed this today. Today.
It's 8:11 and it's already going everywhere.
This is the first time you've noticed this.
Yeah, kind of.
That's because you sleep most of the time during the whole 2 hours.
No.
I do all the heavy lifting around here. I don't know whether you noticed that or not.
I wouldn't say that.
Hmm. Oh, by the way, Mr. Winters will be back next week.
Yes.
He's been out. He's on our injured reserve list. He's back on the ice, and we'll be playing next Saturday. He's back in on the long. I don't know. I shouldn't say long. Mr. Kelly is also off.
Yes,
yes, and he'll he's day to day. We're checking on him. He's day to day.
Got a boo boo on his knee.
Well, yeah, it's a lower body injury for sure. We'll check it out and report back to you on that. Fall, and the reason I mentioned that is because I see on here fall colors in Algonquin Park, and normally one of those two guys
exactly
would be reporting on fall colors.
Now we have to do
now
it with no
you
windows.
And I are going to do fall colors. And you know, the thing is, we've said it for years. Algonquin Park, without question, is the best theater if you want to enjoy and truly experience the fall colors. And people from all over the world come and do those annoying bus tours to Algonquin Park in the fall.
No wonder I see them. I have a place up north, and it's close to Algonquin Park. No wonder I see all these buses around this time, like, past
that's
my,
it. They're going to the
trailer.
Park, and they're in a hurry because they want to get there before the fall colors are done.
Exactly.
Right? And anyways, it is the busiest time of year in terms of day trips into the park, believe it or not. It's not people going in the summer. It's people going in the fall for the fall colors. And unfortunately, it does result in traffic gridlock. There's a real bad parking issue in Algonquin right now as we speak. So much so that they're asking people, please, if you have an alternative and you're not on one of these bus tours, you're just coming in on your own, go someplace else. That's how bad it is right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. There's shortages of food facilities and washrooms and all that stuff because there's so many people in the park right now.
That's crazy.
For fall colors. There you go. That's a public service message from us. So if you're going, go to the park during this week, try and pick, there's tons of great locations.
Oh, yeah.
That are not Algonquin Park that all have water. The Niagara Escarpment, apparently.
Is that good? Never been there.
Apparently, and you can go to the casino too while you're there.
Oh, that's that's up your alley.
There you go. There you go. And they have beautiful fall colors. This week's guests. Are we done now? Can I move on?
Yes.
All right. A good friend, hasn't been on the program for a while, Adrian Rushforth with Mercury Marine. Of course, he's going to talk to us about the 9.9 Merc that we are giving away, the truckload of those, but also all the new goodies and all the neat, cool stuff. For example, did you know that Merc motors are made with aluminum? Did you know that, Stephen?
No, I did not know that.
Well, there you go. And all of it is from recycled sources.
That's very cool.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Now we're going to find out, get all the details on that.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, can you imagine a solo trip of 4,000 kilometers? Now, see, I've been doing a lot of walking and running.
Running?
Post heart problem. So now I'm into
fitness.
I'll do 10 kilometers, you know, a day kind of thing. And I think, like, that's a huge number. Well, it is for me because I didn't even walk 10 steps before. So
get a little segue in the office.
Now, can you imagine a solo trip of 4,000 kilometers across the Arctic?
No.
No, I guess not. Adam Schultz is a naturalist, author, photographer, and public speaker. And he's written a number of books about the subject, about the far north wilderness, including the number one bestseller, Alone Against the North. And Adam will be joining us a little later in the program to tell us about his adventures.
Very cool.
There you go. Lake St. Clair has a great musky fishery. Of course, we all know that. It's legendary now. But the guys who manage it usually don't get a chance to talk. They are the ones who collect all the data and the fish movements and make sure that the balance is perfect in order for those fish to thrive. Stephen Markovitz. How's that? Did I make that right?
Markovitz,
from the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, is a fisheries biologist, and he'll join us later on to talk to us about that wonderful thing. Former NHL hockey player and now senior vice president of the NHL hockey operations, Chris King. Kinger will join us later on today, talk to us about a recent trip he made into Ontario's north, fishing on the French River for muskie. Him and his buddies have an annual pilgrimage there. And he's just freshly back from that.
Ooh.
And he's going to talk to us about that. Also, of course, about the upcoming NHL season that will be starting next week. The whole team, or some of the team, the NHL guys who are in charge of reviews and stuff are going to be going to Europe today after they're on the air today. After Chris on the air, they're heading to Europe to do some games there. There you go.
That'd be nice.
If you're in the need of a little surgery, boy, this program just goes on and on today, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you're in the need of a little surgery or maybe a little skin graft, you know, touched up this or whatever, the doc says, here, let's put a couple of blood suckers on that cut.
Oh, lovely.
It'll help the healing process. I'm not making this stuff up. This is happening today. This is not medieval days, right, where leeches and blood-sucking devices were common. This is happening today. Joining us later on from the Royal Ontario Museum, the ROM. By the way, there's an exhibit right now there called Bloodsuckers, Legends to Leeches. And if this sounds like a horror movie, it's not. It's the real deal. Dr. Sebastian Vist will join us from the University of Toronto and the ROM to talk to us about this wonderful, glorious story. Boy, exciting, huh? And if you thought that was enough at that point, hang on, there's more. Laurie Marcil from Nature and Outdoor Tourism Ontario will be joining us. She is the voice for Northern Ontario Lodges, Resorts, and Tourist Outfitters. She's going to talk to us about how important, even for those of us who do not hunt, sometimes we forget how important hunting is to this part of the world. She'll talk to us about that and all other good things north. But first, time for a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's most popular fishing show, the Fishing Canada Show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast and coast. Today's episode features my grandson, Nicky. It's an episode we're all proud of. It's called Muskie 101. He fishes with a muskie expert, Pat Tryon, and sees if he can learn a thing or two about catching that elusive creature called a muskie. A great episode. It's called Pat's Muskie Academy 2. And for more information, you can go to
www.fishingcanada.com. Click on episode schedule. The next broadcast date's right there. Or check it out on Global BC channel at 1 o'clock.
That's because if you're listening to us, you're not watching it right now. I'm watching it right now on the screen.
Yes.
Multitasking.
And Nick's sleeping.
And Nick's sleeping on the screen. That's right. fishingcanada.com is where you need to go for all your fishing fun. How's that?
Yes.
More journal left. That's such a dare. Go away.